Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
What you're about to hear is the inside leftovers from Riggs's brain throughout his day.
Since you probably hear everything that happens on the radio,
and this is the stuff that happens off the radio. Riggs off the radio. Now here's your host.
What up? I haven't dropped an off the radio podcast in a while. They've been mostly the mental health Mondays, so I figured I would break it up from the seriousness. Do something fun. 21 Pilots. They're on their Bandito tour, selling out arenas. They're selling out like 20,000 seat venues. These guys have risen up from playing little bars from Columbus, Ohio. Now they're huge. They just dropped their fifth album, Trench. It's amazing. I've had a chance to spend some time with it. And they invited me backstage to ask them some questions. So we talked about their tour, how it's changed, their music, their videos, who produces them, who directs them. And we started off talking about sneezes for some reason. So here it is. My interview with 21 Pilots backstage at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I didn't even edit this. I just started rolling. So Tyler was about to sneeze. And then this happened. I said, have you ever sneezed on stage?
I've never sneezed on stage.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. I think like one time. And I like laughed really hard after.
Hold on. You've never sneezed on stage ever?
No. I don't know what it is. Maybe the adrenaline, the focus.
You get it out before?
What about you? Like, sneeze a bunch before you take stage.
Other bodily functions on stage. As long as we're talking sneezes. I'm sure you've passed gas, broke wind on stage. Nobody's up there with you.
I definitely have.
You have?
Of course, yes. Tyler has.
Yes.
Tyler seems like the type.
I can't think of a time that I have.
Do you guys have one of those brotherly type relationships where you're okay with like each other's body odors and things like that? I mean, you're together on the road so much.
For sure.
So let's talk. Trench is the new album, which I've listened to like six times in the last 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Like I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you.
And every time it gets over, I'm like, oh, let's start it again. We'll play it again. I think my favorite song on the album is Morph.
Okay.
Who is Nicholas
Bourbaki?
Bourbaki, Nicholas Bourbaki. Who is this Nicholas Bourbaki? And then you bring him up. You bring up Nico throughout the album. Who is that?
So last record was called Blurry Face, and that name really kind of personified this this character that I developed that represented a lot of basically the antagonist to the story that I was building.
Right.
And he more specifically represents an insecurity that people would feel, whether it's the way that they sound, the way they look, or things that they don't like about themselves, or even deeper stuff than that. So last record was really about identifying that character. I like to say giving him a seat at the table so you could stare across from it. Not only identify what insecurities you may have, but also how do you compensate for them?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing in spite of those insecurities?
Right.
So then this next record, I knew that something that can help is the more you understand those insecurities of your own, it's almost like the more jurisdiction you have, the more power you have over them, the more you can kind of win every day. And so I knew that it was going to be important to kind of fall in line with that concept if I were to find out Blurry Face's real name.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of like learning more about that, my own insecurity, and kind of be starting to take control of that. So Blurry Face's real name is Nicholas Bourbaki.
Oh, that's his real name?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a story that you've written from beginning to end with the album?
Yeah,
that's
really
what it feels like.
It's been around for a while and something that's existed for a while and didn't know if, you know, that it would make sense to kind of make this next record continue that story, but it started to make itself pretty obvious once we started getting towards the middle of Blurry Face record, in the way that the fans kind of just gravitated towards this character and the album and made it their own.
Right.
It's like, man, we have to continue this story the way that we kind of created it.
So. Would it be fair to compare Blurry Face to The Jumpsuit in a way? Or what am I thinking too wrong with that?
No, actually, I mean, there is something that we did on the album where the first song on Blurry Face record was right. Heavy Dirty Soul, and that was the last song that we did a music video to, and that music video definitely ties in with the first music video we did for this cycle, which was Jumpsuit. So the character of Blurry Face is very much involved in that story, and In Jumpsuit was one of the first songs I wrote for this new record, and we wanted that story to continue. And it's basically showing me kind of escaping, but also being recaptured a lot, which is definitely something I would describe a lot of what we kind of all go through internally. Is it's very cyclical. It can you feel like you solve a problem, but then another one shows up, and you feel like you're back at the same place. So the story kind of has a cyclical feel to it.
Well, the Nico and the Niners video is amazing. By the way, it looks like an HBO production. And all of your videos, the new videos that look like HBO productions, who did you enlist to do these videos for you guys? Because they're amazing. Is that you, Josh?
It
was me. I did the videos.
It was all
Josh.
The last album cycle, well, the video Heavy Dirty Soul, is this guy named Andrew Donahoe. And we kind of just bonded with him pretty quickly. And really liked the relationship that we had. And I think that we felt that he represented what we wanted to portray really well. Yeah. And we just worked really well with him. And then he also directed the video for Heathens.
Okay.
And so I think coming in with this new narrative, it just made sense to kind of like bring him along. And so far he did the first three videos that, that we did. Yeah, and it's just he's a really cool guy, very creative, and we all just work really well together.
What have you guys been able to do on this tour now with the Bandido tour that you haven't been able to do before? Because this is like huge arenas. Are you on another level with this tour, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it keeps growing. I think one of the things that we've always felt was, I don't know, we've always felt convicted about whenever we come back to a city, we have to make sure that it was better than the last time we were here.
You do that.
It's starting to get tougher and tougher now.
Yeah. Do you still go into the crowd? Because I remember, Tyler, you used to go out in the crowd.
Yeah.
And Josh, you used to go out there with your drum set on, like, surf the crowd.
Yeah.
Is that still happening, or are you hitting the liability issues now?
It's at the beginning of this tour when we were talking about, like, what are we going to do or not do? It's kind of like, oh, what are some of the staple things that we're going to do for a while or at least not retire yet? And then what things can we leave in the past? And there are a few that do involve the crowd that remain. And I think a lot of it is just because we've relied on the crowd so much in our whole career. So to not make them a part of it still doesn't feel right. So hopefully some of those things last forever till we get too frail and old to move around that much.
Well, we really enjoy the music. The stuff that we play on the top 40, obviously Stressed Out and Ride, those were your two huge top 40 smashes. Mm-hmm. Did you notice a shift when that went to top 40? That kind of broke to more of a mainstream audience, I guess you would say?
Absolutely. I mean, when that whole thing started happening, it was a bit of a whirlwind for sure. And I think that not in a negative way, but when we decided to, like, as we were unveiling the record Trench to start with Jumpsuit and try to tell this story through the next few videos, we wanted to make sure that we were focusing on our core fans. Mm-hmm. You know, this record's going to be for you first and foremost. And I think it was important to communicate that because, you know, things had hit this high right before that in the mainstream. And we also felt it was important for us to go away for a year and literally, you know, do nothing as far as in the public eye or anything, just because we wanted to see who was left, you know, who stuck around, who actually, you know,
where the real fans are and where the bandwagon fans are kind of
weeded some people out. And not that we don't want everyone to be involved, it did help.
Nobody wants to shun a bandwagon fan. We got plenty of those in Milwaukee right now with the Brewers.
Yeah, I hear.
They come out of the woodwork, you know?
Yeah.
So all fans are welcome. But thank you guys for coming back to Milwaukee. Congratulations on all the success. Trench is a great album. I love it. A lot of people seem to love it. It resonates with a lot of people. And it's a great escape for people, too. I think you write a lot of music, you guys, meaning you specifically, Tyler and Josh, 21 Pilots, I think that gives people an escape and leaves people like an open-ended interpretation to music. Mm. That's kind of how I feel about your music. I don't know if I'm wrong in that, but that's how I feel listening.
That's an ultimate compliment.
Listening as a fan, so I feel like it can be taken any way. If you want to take it political, if you want to take it just introspectively, that's the word I was looking for. Great album.
Thank you, man.
It's a great tour, so thank you guys for coming back.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah.
There it is, 21 Pilots, the album Trench, the tour Bandito. If you haven't seen them live, I would recommend it 150,000% because their music is so good, and then you see them live, and their performance is unlike anything I've ever seen before. So get a chance to check them out, 21 Pilots, and check out their album Trench. And thanks for checking out a brief Riggs Off the Radio podcast. Have a great day, and make good life decisions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.